What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I am the asshole host here on Reddit on Wiki. With me is Mr. Reliable, John Consignato. What is up, John?
Apparently, I'm not a professional podcaster because I did not change my attire.
Yeah, you're a bit of an amateur.
No costume change for me, but hey, I'm here. Like every week.
But I think it's your birthday this week that the episode comes out. So happy birthday,
Technically,
John.
Technically it is. Oh, happy thank birthday. You. Thank you. I am an older man. So fun.
Do you want to say how old?
I'm in my 30s. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Early or late?
Early. Okay, early 30s. Okay. I grow a semi facial hair to like kind of make it look like that. But really, I look like I am a 12-year-old. As tall as a 12-year-old too, to be honest.
Well, that's awesome, man. Happy birthday. Hope you had a good time.
No, I'm at orientation at my new job, but
So Sean is still off celebrating his own birthday. He'll be back next week, though, I believe. So filling in for the old man is our very special guest today. He is from the incredibly popular podcast British Murders, the podcast that focuses exclusively on British murder cases. And I am going to respectfully call him Sherlock Holmes of podcasting. Please welcome Stuart Blues. How's it going, Stuart?
I'm very well, thanks, Josh. I like the intro. I will accept everything you have put towards me, including the praise of the show. It's great to be here. I'm very excited.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad you've accepted the Sherlock Holmes title. I'm going to call John your Watson today, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't ask for a better Watson than John.
Awesome.
Far East Watson, that's who I am.
So, Stuart, you are very popular on TikTok. You have over 360,000 followers.
Sheesh. Flex on them, bro.
Flex. Let's go. Whatever.
Whatever. And YouTube, by the way.
And YouTube.
YouTube as well.
Not that high on YouTube, for the record.
Okay. Well, TikTok, you know, that's where all the kids are these days, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm told.
That's where it matters. So go follow British Murders on TikTok if you haven't. Do you do exclusively British murder cases on TikTok, or do you branch off a little bit more?
I do requests on there. So people comment and they say, oh, do a case for it. To be fair, it's normally British people asking for cases in British areas where they live. Cover a case from wherever, Leeds, Southampton, anywhere in it. And I just kind of pick one, Google a case. If I find it interesting, I'll make a video. I've been slacking recently on it because when you get to this level, it's... You know, I need an assistant also.
You don't have to put out content. They'll eat it up no matter what, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. It gets to a stage where if you do something, because it has to be every day on TikTok, realistically. Yeah. Now, you guys are obviously doing different segments on different episodes, so you've got more content to pick from. Whereas I have to do something brand new every single day if I want to continue that. And it's when you're doing the actual podcast as well, it just gets a bit much. So I'm trying to prioritize what I'm doing rather than having my hand in spinning plates, as it were.
That's fair. You should do a case once a week and then do a TikTok dance every other day. That's what you should.
I could do that. I could do that. I could dance around with my top off. That might help, but I doubt.
Your fans would be like, this isn't what I came here for.
Exactly.
But I'm staying for the dance moves.
Yeah. People complain about anything.
That's true. That's true. Before we hop in, what's one of your favorite cases that you've covered on TikTok?
Ooh, there's a local, I say legend, he's renowned, should I say. And his name is an African gentleman originally, but because his name is quite long and hard to pronounce. His surname, I think, is Akinwole or something, but Aki for short. Now, people call him, it's really bad, they call him Purple Aki, right? If you look into why that is, I won't go into it because it's not nice. It's a basically like a racist name for the guy that's just become common tongue, which is awful. But then this guy likes to feel men's muscles, right?
Okay.
He frequents many cities and towns in the north of England. So Liverpool, for example, he's been to Manchester, Leeds, Newcastle, all these places at the north of England. And he apparently is about 6'8", built like what we would call a brick shithouse. So he's a beast, basically.
Yeah.
He's probably in his 60s now. And he would go up to people and ask them how much they bench. He's been doing this for decades. How much do you bench? Oh, and then he'd get talking to people who were quite well built about the gym. And then he would ask to like feel their muscles or ask, he would ask them to like, if he could put them on his shoulders and squat them and stuff. Really bizarre.
Oh my God. Yeah. So he goes up to jack dudes and then just like flexes on them. He's like, I can squat you.
And he just wants to feel the biceps and stuff. It's really strange.
Interesting. That's really interesting. I've never heard of him before. I'm gonna look at that TikTok.
Stuart has another video with Michael Myers, and that shit cracked me up with the comments, dude. I'm like, how can people be this dense?
it's one of your most popular ones too, isn't it?
Yeah. Just for context. So I used to do just like clips for my podcast on there. And one day I was working and I thought, I must have watched Halloween. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I did a video on Michael Myers, but did it from a serious, you know, like an airplane, Naked Gun, that kind of comedy. And it was like, oh, this is America's worst mass murderer. And then I'd basically just tell the story of the first Halloween film. Say Michael Myers, he killed his sister at the age of 6. I would even have like the green screen behind me was the actors. Yeah. People are saying,
Jamie Lee Curtis is in the
exactly,
shit.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, you know, is he still alive? It's like, dude, how have you not seen Halloween, man? But that video blew up, man. That got like a million views in 5 hours or something. Madness.
That's so fucking funny.
So stupid. But then people started asking for like Freddy Krueger. I did horror movie villains for a while and sequels of films and all this shit. But then I got back into the true crime. I go through phases with it, really.
I like the thought now that every time one of your fans listens to a TikTok, they're like, is this a movie? And they're always just in the back of their mind, they're like, not sure.
Yeah. But yeah, like John says, if anyone sees that and has a chance, it's one of my pinned three videos, I think. On British Birds, if you have a chance to go through the comments, they are fantastic. Because at first, when I was on it more often, I would reply to people when they would say, bro, this is Halloween. And I'd be like, what's Halloween? Like, this is a movie.
Stuart's a master troll.
Yeah, I was really trolling at the time. I was like, what, a movie? Well, that sounds like a good movie, like playing it serious.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because obviously more comments that you get, if you get people to bite and respond back, if they're pissed off, it boosts your engagement. So that's why I did it. That and it's funny.
So go to Stuart's, go to that video and then comment, wow, I didn't know this was a real thing.
I might reply to you.
He might reply. That's awesome. I love that. So now that we're like 8 minutes in, we better get to some assholes here. Yeah. Besides Stuart being an asshole trolling his fans.
Yep.
So in today's episode, we have a woman who isn't thrilled about her sister's pregnancy, a wife who doesn't respect her husband's privacy, a pizza delivery guy delivers more than just pizza.
Oh, that sounds like a porn scene.
And a woman makes her employees think that she's single. Before we hop into the stories today, if you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter @redditonwiki. Links to those are in the show notes. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. If you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early and ad-free, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show. Now, with all that housekeeping out of the way, it's time to evaluate some assholes. Are you guys ready?
Never been ready.
Ready.
Awesome. So, first story. Am I the asshole for not being happy that my sister is pregnant again? And again is in all caps.
There seems to be issues here, but let's dive right in.
My sister got knocked up by her boyfriend right out of high school, got married the next year, then proceeded to pop out another baby every year or so, and now she has 4 babies at 24. It's impressive.
Damn.
They're very fertile people, both of them. She's a stay-at-home mom, even though she was brilliant and could have gotten a free ride to a great university. Since hers are the only grandkids, our parents have fawned over her like she's the next coming of Christ. They gush over every new tooth or haircut like it's some huge achievement. Problem is, her husband's business wasn't great even before COVID and is barely limping along now. My sister doesn't work, and my parents have limited income. So guess who's constantly being told to lend them some money for shit like free school fees, car seats, car payments, new strollers, etc. They don't even ask. My mom just texts me, your sister needs X amount of money for the kids, and I'm supposed to just cough it up. If I complain, they accuse me of being jealous because I don't have a husband and family. Even though I'm older, and she puts in brackets, I'm only 26.
Wow.
Which, yeah, I'm 28. So that's, you know, shots at me too. So over Easter, I noticed my sister isn't drinking, and I think, oh God, here we go again. Sure enough, she stands up and announces that she's being inseminated with another precious miracle. I doubt that's how she said it. This is just probably the narrator saying
it. No one's ever said it that way before.
Yeah, no one. I hope no one said it, unless it's actual insemination. Everyone's gushing, and I just try to stay quiet and out of the way. Later, she asks me if everything's all right, and I try to play it off, but she pushes. So I asked her if her and her husband can really afford another baby. She very snippily replies, God will provide as he has so far. Which really pissed me off.
I'll tell you what. Someone should have gotten snipped, I'll tell you that. Golly.
Yeah. God doesn't acknowledge snipping, okay, John?
Oh, my bad. Those are sinners.
I yelled that, no, actually, God didn't provide for her babies. I did. And I wasn't going to give them any more handouts.
That's such a good comeback.
Oh, it's a great line. It devolved into a big argument with everyone shouting at me, and basically I've been banned from my family unless I apologize, and I haven't apologized. It's been radio silence except for one text from my mom saying that if my sister miscarries, it's my fault for stressing her out.
Oh, my God.
I asked if my sister was showing any symptoms, but no one will answer or tell me. I don't know. I don't think I'm the asshole, but I don't want to be the reason she miscarries. Also, I think I might be the asshole because secretly, I think it would be better if she did, even though I wouldn't say that to her. So if she did miscarry, am I the asshole?
Last part.
Yeah, the last comment is kind of an asshole.
Shouldn't have said that.
Move.
To be fair, I don't think she's ever said that to her sister.
But she's thought it, though.
Yeah.
Well, you thought it.
In the back of the mind. Yeah. But is she the asshole?
No.
No.
Not for me. Without context, like, this is why you should always read an article and not just read the headline. Because based on the headline, it's like, what an asshole. But then you read the context and it's like, nah.
Yeah. They're like these clickbaity titles. Yeah. Really in. Yeah. I got to say, not the asshole. I think your sister should be smart enough to realize her limits in life. And I know they sound very religious, and I'm not going to comment on that. I know they're probably against abortion or anything like that. Which, whatever, that's your choice. But yeah, you probably shouldn't keep trying to have more kids if you know you can't afford it. Like, that is not a smart choice in general, I think.
Honestly, if I was, first of all, I don't think the sister is the asshole. If I was her, though, for every check that I provided them, I would also give them a bag of condoms every single time. Don't get it wrong. Get it in, but like, don't get it in there to impregnate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, shit, man.
I'd make them sign a contract where, based on how much money I provide, I then own a percentage of that kid. So then you'll have your own kids soon.
Spoken like a true cult leader.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, honestly, if they're cutting you out, just let them. I mean, it's shitty to
say. Saving a lot of money.
And harder to do, just being cut out from your family. But at least then, yeah, you're not providing, you don't have to give them any more money. You can just ignore those requests. It's really shitty of them just to expect you to pay for things. And that's not fair for you. And you should be able to spend your money on what you want. And if you're giving them money, that's stunting your growth to eventually, if you want to have kids or if you find a husband and want to get married, to pay for that. That's kind of stunting your life in that way. So I'd cut them off from your funds and then just lay down some ground rules.
The asshole is the father for having a weak pullout game.
That's going on a clip. Hey, by the way, also financial advice, if you're doing your income tax, you better claim them as your dependents and get that money back.
Claim your sister and her husband as dependents as well.
Yeah, and the kids. And the kids as well.
Yeah. God damn. That's
going to have a nice little refund, baby.
So yeah, not the asshole. Lay down some ground rules and...
the guy's pulling out aggressively.
Yeah. Maybe send him a video on how to pull out. That's... But with that, we'll move on to our second story. Am I the asshole for searching my husband's pants without asking him first? It almost sounds like, now that I read it actually out loud, it sounds like a non-consensual.
Yeah. Yes.
I take it you mean like searching his pockets and stuff before she puts the wash on.
Yeah. See, I was like, oh, this is fine. And then I just read it and I'm like, that's more sexual than I thought it would be.
Are they still wearing the pants or?
No. So we'll get into the story. Yeah. I'll provide the context.
There you go.
So actually she starts off providing some context. So she says, my husband, 33-year-old male, used to be unemployed for a year, but he recently started a job at a warehouse. Yesterday, while I was about to do the laundry, I grabbed his work pants and dug my hands in its pockets to empty them before putting them into the washing machine, like I always do. My husband just happened to walk by when he saw me searching his pants pockets. He rushed in, yelling at me to put his pants down. I already had a folded piece of paper, but he snatched it and started screaming at me about how I have no respect for his privacy and that I shouldn't be getting my hands on his things.
You're doing his washing for him. Like, what the fuck? Doing my washing. Oh, God.
I don't know. Like, I would prefer that. I put so many things in my pockets and then I just forget them in the wash sometimes. So I would love that if someone took stuff out before I put it in. I've ruined many batteries and... that way. I'm not a smart man. So I was genuinely dumbfounded and I told him to take it easy. I always do this before doing laundry. He lashed out at me saying I had no right and I should have come to him and asked him first because he was worried about important documents getting lost, like the one I pulled out.
Why would you put it in your fucking pants pocket, my guy?
Literally the next sentence. I said important documents shouldn't be in his pockets. What a dumbass. I asked him to see the paper, but he said he wouldn't show me. I asked why, and he said, I don't get to ask him jack shit after I disrespected his privacy. I almost laughed because what privacy does he have in his pockets? It wasn't like I was a stranger digging through them. He refused to speak to me and later bought a new closet with a lock and moved his clothes inside of it. I asked if he was serious, and he said... this will teach me to respect his privacy and deter my snooping. Then went back to not speaking to me. I am so genuinely confused. Am I the asshole?
This motherfucker cheating.
That's the first thing I thought of.
He's lost all the savings in some kind of crypto scheme.
It's Sean. Holy shit, yeah.
It's pretty natural to empty the pockets before you put them on a wash. Right,
right? Yeah.
And you just put them on the table.
That's not a weird thing.
No.
And we have three different countries here today. So it's not weird in Britain. It's not weird in America. And it's not weird in Canada. So I don't know where you are, but it's not weird probably where you're from. That's a lot of English-speaking nations, and you wrote this in English. So I'm going to say it's not weird.
Your guy is weird, though.
He has to be cheating, right? Like, there's no other...
What fucking important documents could you have in your pocket? Yeah. First of all, why would you fold an important document in your pocket?
To keep it safe, okay? But I can't even think of a justification. I'm trying to, but I can't think of, like, if I was in a top secret job and I had important documents, I'm probably going to tell my girlfriend or wife anyway about what they are.
Oh, Josh, you shouldn't have told me that.
I'm a security risk.
I might have to take you out, my guy.
That's fair. But yeah, like, I don't understand. It seems like he either has to be cheating or something other nefarious thing. I don't know.
If he's cheating, though, what do you think's on the paper? Because surely if it's someone's number, he would just put that in his phone.
On a phone?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Hotel room keys, maybe? I don't know.
What would you have on a piece of paper that you can't put in your phone?
A receipt, maybe? Maybe it's like a dinner receipt or, yeah, like...
That's a good call.
That is.
Maybe it's something like that. That's the only thing I can really think of, a receipt of some sort, because I always awkwardly say yes to a receipt, even though I never need it. And then I just have them sitting in my pockets. I'm going to say not the asshole, for sure. You should probably figure out what that note says and...
Go ahead and snoop.
Yeah, go ahead and snoop.
But this is the thing. Let's play devil's advocate, however, because we're only hearing one side of the story.
True.
We've heard from the person who's written in. We've heard that they were emptying them to put a wash on, and we take the word for it. Not saying I don't believe you, but let's say from the other point of view, what if she is actually either A, snooping through the pockets when there's not a wash going on, or when she takes the stuff out of the pockets before the wash, is she investigating every single item? Because that, in my opinion, is wrong. You should just take stuff out, shove it on the side and say, there's this stuff from your pockets, rather than going through everything.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Because if she is even going through the wash and if you find something, I think I always just inherently see what it is, just in case, like, do I throw this out? You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Like, I even do that with my own stuff. If I find, like, a receipt, I'm like, oh, what's this for? And then I'm like, oh, I just need to throw this out, or I should keep this. And then I guess it's a little bit more weird if she's just snooping through his pants. But even at that point, it's like, I would never expect, like, if I went to my closet right now and I snooped through my girlfriend's pants, I would expect to probably find nothing. So it would just be weird. It wouldn't necessarily be, like, asshole-ish. It would just be like, why are you looking through my clothes?
It's because girls don't have pockets on their pants.
Tell you, Josh, you go do that and see if she calls you an asshole. Then
and then buys a lock for the closet door.
Yeah. There you go. Stuart, that's the first time someone played devil's advocate with us. So that's a new twist for us. I like
that. You have to, man. You have to think of it from both sides.
We just want to be assholes and, like, judge people off the bat.
Yeah. What was Michael Myers thinking when?
I know. Yeah. From his point of view, his sister did.
And devil's advocate, you know, he was.
He might have been in the right, you know. Yeah. All right. So not the asshole. It's a very confusing story. That should be a thing you just sit down and discuss and figure out why he's being so protective. It's throwing up red flags for me. Again, it could be just nothing and maybe he has weird personal boundaries, but you think that would have come up before in this relationship, you know?
Everyone should have boundaries, but that's a little extreme, my guy. Like, you might be hiding body parts there. I don't
know. in my mind, best case scenario, it's, oh, I'm surprising her with a birthday thing and this is a receipt for her birthday. That's best case scenario. Yeah. Most of the cases I'm thinking of are, he's cheating on you, and this is right. So figure that out, and then get back to us, maybe, because I would like to know, but not the asshole, for sure.
Agreed.
So we're going to hit a quick ad break, and then after that, we're going to dive into the last two stories. So stay tuned. All right, we are back. Stuart's doing his ad break dance.
I was just vibing like...
practicing for TikTok. I like it. So we're going to jump into our third story. Am I the asshole for reporting the pizza delivery guy for sliding a note under my girlfriend's door?
No, that's already creepy.
It's a little bit creepy, but we'll jump into it.
What did it say, though?
I don't know. Maybe it was in another guy's pocket.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
He's a pizza
delivery.
Maybe
that was the note.
It's all connecting. So I, a 28-year-old male, was spending the weekend with my girlfriend at her place. We decided to order some pizza, and she ordered from her usual restaurant. When the delivery guy arrived, I opened the door, and he looked at me confused, then proceeded to ask where my girlfriend was. I said, excuse me, and asked why he was asking, and he said nothing. He then said it was just that he's used to delivering pizza to her, and this is the first time he saw me, so he thought she moved. I told him that she was busy, then took the pizza and gave him the money. While I was turning, I saw him still standing. I asked him how I can help, and he said, don't mind me, I'm just standing here waiting. I told him he shouldn't keep standing outside like that, and he rudely said it wasn't my property. I got angry, but didn't want to escalate, so I said this wasn't public property and that he should leave. I then went inside and shut the door. So already some weird vibes. Are your true crime senses tingling right now, Stuart?
I bet that's the first pizza he's ever actually successfully delivered to that house. I'm saying that he's not eating half of him himself.
That's a good point.
What a creepy motherfucker. Like, this isn't your property. What the fucking hell? Have you read the deeds or what?
It's like, yeah, you don't know. Maybe I'm just a husband and I'm back from a business trip. You haven't seen me in a while. I don't know. It's very weird.
Jeez.
10 minutes later, I saw a note getting slid under the door. I went to look and open the door and saw the pizza guy going downstairs. I stopped him immediately, then read what the note said. He kept calling my girlfriend by her name and said that he was worried about her and how sad he was that he didn't get to see her this time. I asked if he left this note just to confirm, then told him I'd report him to his boss for this behavior. He said this wasn't for me and I'm not the owner of this place, so it's none of my business.
Yo.
We argued loud enough for my girlfriend to come out. I told her what he did and she told me to leave it alone and go back inside.
Mm.
I mean, she might just be de-escalating the situation, no? You know?
But he knew the guy was in the house when he slid the thing under the door.
Yeah, that's weird.
And he still did it.
Yeah. No, he's weird for sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dismissing what he's doing, but she's probably just like, just come inside, like, whatever, we'll deal with this later kind of thing, probably. I said, all right then. But as soon as I walked in, I called his workplace and wanted to speak to the manager. That's some Karen move shit there.
Hey, that's kind of an appropriate Karen move at this point. Like, that dude's being
Kevin
weird.
Move, Kevin. That's the male equivalent.
I'd maybe call the police. I don't know.
I was going to say maybe. That maybe there's a plot twist and this guy doesn't work for any pizza place. He makes it himself.
He works for a pita place. And
he doesn't work here.
That guy's been dead for 6 years.
Oh my God.
I told him what the guy did and he promised to take care of it and said that he won't work for them anymore.
Oh, he got him fired.
I don't know if he was just telling me what I wanted to hear, but when I told my girlfriend, she got mad, saying I shouldn't have done this and escalated by getting the dude fired. Mm. I asked if she was okay with what he did, and she said no, but she can no longer order from this restaurant as they block customers that complain. I don't know if that's true.
No.
You can get blacklisted.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For real?
Maybe I've just never been
even if you ass. Do it on online and stuff. Like one time I had a curry came to my house that I hadn't ordered, but it was my address. It was some other dude's. I was like, it was from Uber Eats. I was like, dude, I've not ordered this. And the guy was like, look, I don't give a fuck. I have to drop the food off to press that I've confirmed delivery. So I took it in, ate it really nice. So I'm the asshole for that. The next week, I tried to order from the same place and they rejected my order. So I think they blacklisted
really?
My address. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with that though, it's... They wouldn't know. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think what they do is they see your address. So whenever you take an order, it needs confirming by the restaurant first. So they will have an address list on kind of technology. I think if you sign up to Just Eat or Uber Eats as a restaurant, I imagine you could input something that has keywords that you can block. For example, maybe you can put in a property address and say, right, we're not ordering
address,
from that
yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Reject it.
Makes sense. That's fair enough. Well, interesting. So maybe she is right. I thought that was a weird thing she said, but... So I said, maybe good riddance then. She said I overreacted and had no right to do this when it's not even my apartment. I didn't know what to say, but she completely shut down and refused to talk to me, except to say I'm being insecure and petty. So am I the asshole?
For the most part, no. What I did as far as if the call to his employer went like it did, get him fired, that's a bit of a dick move. Like, reporting him, fine. But don't ask for someone's job. That's not your jurisdiction.
Yes, I agree with that. I also think he was very... combative to the pizza guy right off the bat when he was like, oh, I was wondering where like your girlfriend is, you know. He seemed like he came across as like, what the fuck do you want, like get out basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then the guy just stood there for 10 minutes like not moving. That's fucking weird.
Well, that was after, right? So that is weird. I agree. Yeah. Like
that
after that, that's when I'd be like, okay, you can be kind of an asshole to this person, especially after the note. But right off the bat when he just was like inquiring about, oh, is what's her face here? I'd just be like, oh, like, yeah, she's here. We ordered a pizza or whatever. I would have been a bit more normal about it instead of what do you care? Like, you know what I mean?
In fairness as well, sometimes if you order a pizza and someone else answers the door, like if you get a delivery for someone who you live with and it's not your name, they might just read the name out to confirm they're at the right house.
True.
Could have been something as trivial as that. But based on what I've heard, this guy's probably like,
is Stacy in here?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're less of an asshole up until when you called the boss to call for the guy's job. I think that's kind of an asshole move. I mean, I get it. You're probably angry in the moment.
I kind of want to know what the relationship between the girl and the pizza delivery guy, though, is.
Yeah.
Like, what's the story behind that?
You guys should like input some like 80s porn music on top of this part.
That's why I said, I was like, this sounds like a porn plot, like the fucking for the
baby. So, because he never actually specifically says what the note says. He like kind of outlines what it says. So a lot of people in the Reddit comments were like, I want to know what the note says, to be more specific. Mm. And of course, because it's Reddit, they took it to where you did, John. So Lobster Rolls says, the note read, let me slide my breadstick into your marinara.
There you go. Let me deliver this sausage pizza, baby. What's up?
Yeah, someone
knows the boyfriend's there, though. He knows he's the... Maybe it was a message to the boyfriend.
Oh, he's like, you're looking fine.
Yeah. Didn't know Stacey had a man in her life.
Like to dip those breadsticks.
Yeah. I'll cover you in my ranch. Yeah, I think everyone's kind of an asshole in this situation. The girlfriend,
I agree,
could have maybe, if she's doing something more nefarious, then she's an asshole. But I don't think she's kind of just caught in the middle at this point. But
yeah,
the two guys are definitely the assholes.
They're pretty much flexing their dicks at this point. Like, who's going to back down first?
That's what it seems
type
like.
Of shit.
Yeah, the pizza guy seems like a nice guy,
Yeah, like a nice guy.
Simp.
Yeah, weird story. If you have an update, shoot it our way. I'd love to hear it. That'd be awesome.
Let us know, because I do want to know the plot of this supposed flick.
Yeah, where can I find this on the internet?
And is it safe for work? If not, even better.
So, last story of the day. Am I the asshole for not wearing my wedding ring and making my coworkers think I'm single?
Oh, damn. I don't wear my wedding ring.
Oh, so you're...
Neither my wife, so...
I'm not married.
I don't tell people I'm single, though. I always tell people I'm fucking married.
Well, I guess it's hard to tell the context if she's making her coworkers think she's single or just not wearing the ring makes them think she's single. You know, there's a... The context will probably decide whether she is an asshole or not. So I, a 30-year-old female, started working at a company recently. I get along with most of my coworkers, but I have been having some issues with this guy named Morgan. And then she puts it in quotes. So that's not his real name. Don't look him up.
Okay.
Morgan, from what I understand, is what everyone calls the quote unquote handsome guy in the office. He dated two of his coworkers and hits on several others. He seemed friendly when we talked. He seemed respectable and never asked questions outside of work. He offered to buy me lunch and keeps sending me funny memes and stuff. It was nice, but I felt it was a bit much, so I asked that he stopped, and he did. He then, however, started sending me pictures of himself that were inappropriate.
Oh, God. God fucking Morgan.
Such high hopes for Morgan as well. Good God.
Yeah.
I did not, and I was still disappointed. I texted him saying that I'm married and that he was being inappropriate. He texted back saying I was lying about being married to get him off my back, then went on about how nice and attractive he is and how I'm trying to act like I don't like him to get him to try harder. I felt frustrated, especially after he kept sending me the pictures. Days ago, he sent me a dick pic and told me to, quote, suck it.
Oh.
I decided to let my husband deal with this, and he sent him a text back saying, sorry, bud, small objects are a choking hazard for her, and then blocked him.
And that's a W for the husband.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
No matter what we get out of the story, the husband is not the asshole.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Why do men do that?
I don't
know. Who wants to see that shit?
Yeah.
You take the picture,
thank
right?
You.
Take the picture, and because you look at it before you send it, and you have to press like the blue button on the iPhone. You look at that and go, yeah, she's gonna love that. I look good.
Look at the veins. Yeah. Look at the veins.
Send.
Look at this angle right
and
here.
And then while it's uploading, just looking at it going, this is a good idea.
This is beautiful. One of my best works of art. Yeah.
Look at that. The send bar is a little bigger than my thing right now. Oh, yes.
Looking incredibly veiny.
Yeah.
Girthy.
It's like a super bad compilation.
Oh, my God.
Just veiny dicks.
But I agree, Stuart. I think just a rule of thumb for men, if you're listening and you are a man, if a woman does not specifically ask for it, do not send it.
No.
Like, that is the rule of thumb. That is the hard line. Unless they specifically ask you, hey, I want you to send me a dick pic. Don't fucking do it.
You might think the mood is right. You might think the timing is perfect. You might think this is what she wants. This is where it's going to go. This is where I want it to go. I think this is going to go down well. It's not what they want.
Never is.
Unless requested, which I imagine is also rare.
Probably. And I think when you're at that point, you know they want that, you know? Mm. That's something they're asking for. You've probably done something with them sexually before this. Like
they've already seen it in real life. You know?
Exactly. And so they're not shocked when they see it on picture. Disappointed, I should have said.
All right, damn it. Here I am going to play devil's advocate, okay? I know guys are going to be like, well, how come girls can send us nudes anytime they want? First of all.
I don't know if that happens that often either.
Not often, but it would. I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the fuck? Stop. Like, don't. Don't send dick pics. That's hashtag don't send
dick
pics.
I guess if you want to be both sides of it, you could be like, yeah, if you're a woman, also don't send pictures unless you've been asked for it. Like, if you want it both ways.
Exactly.
But I think I feel it significantly is one-sided in this issue. So, yeah, that was just a little side story. But we'll get on to the finishing the story here. So, the other day, he came into the office looking furious and confronted me about being misled by not having a wedding ring on when I'm married. I said I didn't need to prove anything to anybody and didn't lead anyone on. He said I was trying to get close to me and I should have told him I was married from the get-go. I said I was sorry, but maybe he shouldn't have basically tried to enforce a relationship with anyone, regardless if they're in a relationship or not. He said that my husband and I were rude and offensive, then rushed out. You didn't like my dick pic.
No. You can't speak to me that way.
Are you not entertained?
Other coworkers said Morgan was an asshole, but I too bear the blame for not having my wedding ring on and being somewhat misleading. I said I don't think I owe anyone an explanation and refuse to apologize for what happened just to keep the office at peace. Am I the asshole for not wearing my wedding ring? And then in an edit, she says I don't wear the wedding ring because of skin problems. So she probably has a bad reaction to it.
Yeah, fuck the office.
Not an asshole.
Fuck the office.
Yeah, fuck the office.
Yeah.
You're not an asshole.
For sure.
You can't look at someone's finger and think they're not married. They should specifically be told, I guess, that you're into them, inquired as to their availability, and not just think,
yeah,
you didn't wear a wedding ring. Here's a picture of my dick. You asked for it.
But also, like, you can be dating someone and you don't have a wedding ring on.
You have a wedding ring, exactly.
Like, yeah. Which I think is more common.
And then the basic point is when she said, hey, stop, I'm uncomfortable, you should have just stopped it at that.
100%.
Because now you're harassing the fuck out of her and that is wrong.
And it makes me concerned about the other coworkers that he flirts with and has dated. Were they consensual? You know what I mean? Like, it puts off that red flag in my head where I'm like, yeah, she seems like she laid down the law of not being interested. Did he do the exact same thing with these other women? And it gives me really like sexual assault vibes.
Devil's advocate time. Devil's advocate time.
Oh, God.
Gentlemen.
Stuart's like, I appreciate a good dick pic.
here's one thing that's entered my mind. So she isn't interested. Let's say she's made that clear to him. Good on her. Why have they got each other's phone number?
Yeah, I agree that after the first time, she should have just blocked him and not dealt with it. I could see maybe, because she's in a bit of a vulnerable position, right? She is in a new office place. This guy seems to have been there for a while. He has seemingly people in the office that support him and like him. So I could see her being and putting in a position where she feels like she has to just, you know,
just add him on Facebook, man. Add him on Facebook. Don't give out your digits.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think she could be like in a bit of a vulnerable position with where she's at in the company and where this guy is seemingly at status wise in the company.
Yeah. And I would say too, like, you know, just being exposed to the corporate world, sometimes people view that as networking opportunities. Maybe this guy has been like in a higher up position where, you know, she could leverage her relationship with them in the future as a stepping stone, but she had no idea that this fool was going to be a creeper.
No. You know?
So it's like, that's totally not on her.
Yeah.
And especially her laying down the law saying like, dude, I'm so uncomfortable. Just back the fuck off.
Yeah.
How are you going to double down with a dick pic, my guy? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Sounds like a bit of a narc to me. Because this guy, is fucking, he's like, everyone's obsessed with him. He's slept with whoever he's slept with. And then the moment that he gets rejected, he puts the blame back on, in this case, his victim.
Yeah.
So he's victim blaming, gaslighting. He sounds like a narcissist to me.
Oh, but, yeah. 100%. I would, honestly, I'd go to HR, bring the proof if you still have it.
Take the dick pic with you.
Yeah. I know it's a shitty thing to keep on with you, but I'd go to HR or a lawyer and then try and deal with it without having to deal through him. Deal with it through the company, because that is inappropriate in any work environment.
Yeah, yes. they should do on a lighter note. You know, you've seen the film Porky's?
I haven't, no.
Film from the 80s. So basically, they want to identify these kids were sticking the dick through like the shower, in the girl's shower, and one of them had like a mole on it. So the headmistress, I think, she suggests that they have a lineup of all the boys and inspect each one of their dicks. You could do that at the office. Say, who's the dick? You go, that's not my dick, bro. Drop your pants.
Whose dick is this?
Just walk around like a lineup, like a police lineup with the phone and the picture and just be like, it's not Anthony. Morgan? Morgan?
That one's leaning a little left.
It was you.
I like that. That's so funny. But yeah, 100% not the asshole. It's really shitty you have to deal with this. And I feel a lot of women have to deal with this in corporate work environments. I'm sure, John, as you can attest with HR, you've probably seen
lots of quite a bit. Too much. Too much dicks. That vein looks a little more prominent than the other dicks.
Drop the pants. We got to find out who this is. We kid, of course. Please do not be offended by this. We 100% think he's an asshole.
Yes.
And he should be put in prison, probably, if anything. So that is it for this episode. What do you guys think? Are these people assholes or were they not assholes? Again, I haven't found the right word for the opposite of an asshole, but we'll figure it out.
All the stories, the submitter was not an asshole, with the exception of the pizza story, where the guy, for the most part, wasn't an asshole, but he could have handled the situation more maturely as an adult, and he could have handled it a little bit better. But he's got...
Instead of snitching.
You know, the pizza guy's just trying to get it in. Come on, man. But no, in all seriousness... Something's going on, which is sus, and I'd love to hear more, because that's like an Agatha Christie novel, like a murder mystery,
yes,
but with the pizza guy.
What does the pizza guy want? Where does he want to put that sausage? Or where has he already put it? Yeah, so you can let us know in the comments if you agree with us on YouTube or on our website. Before we sign off, Stuart, would you please tell the Wikimaniacs about British Murders and where they can find it?
Yes, British Murders is a podcast hosted by myself. It focuses exclusively on British murder cases, with an occasional glimpse at horror movies. I sometimes do bonus episodes with guests and collabs and stuff. John came on one time, we talked about Chris Benoit, which is an American story. So I do bonus episodes, but my seasons are in episodes of 10 for British, just for myself. If you want to see anything else about it, just go to britishmurders.com, and the links for everything is on there.
That's awesome. And yeah, I know John loves your show. He listens all the time. So it's got the John stamp of approval.
Yep.
So definitely go check that one out. If you want to hear more of our podcast, please consider subscribing to the show and giving it a rating and review on whatever platform you are on, or consider sharing it with a friend. And don't forget, you can submit your own Am I the Asshole story to us using our email at redditonwikipod@gmail.com, or sending us a DM on Twitter or Instagram at redditonwiki. Thank you, Stuart and John, for giving your takes today. We appreciate that. And Wikimaniacs, thank you. Practice the dab. That's still in, right?
No, it's like 3 years ago.
Minimum 3 years.
We'll bring it back on TikTok, okay?
There you go.
Thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another episode, and we will see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Cheerio.
It's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.